Thanks for coming. Let's, I guess, go to consent items. Item number 18-399, the minutes of the Armed Services Memorial Board meeting from April 11th, which are attached for our review. Anybody have any comments? Anybody want to entertain a motion to accept the minutes?
You can entertain the motion. I'll make the motion.
So if we got a motion from Barry to accept the minutes, do we have a second?
Second.
Have a second? All in favor?
Aye.
All right, thank you. The main reason we're here is to get everything lined up for the Saturday event. I reached out to the McKinney Police Mounted Patrol to send their red horse, which I believe she said she sounded appreciative of the invite. She hasn't gotten back to me. I have a feeling they'll be there because I want them. We got the McKinney High School Junior ROTC to do the color guard. I got Lieutenant David Barnett at the Collin County Sheriff's Office to do the bagpipes. Cool. He'll do an open and a close with Amazing Grace. So I got all those things lined up.
I got the bell, if you want that.
Barry's got the bell.
And then Colin, can you let me know when and where to
get
the
wreath? Okay, yeah, it's
Turnteen. Okay.
Jackson Memorial.
Okay, that's where I was sitting by.
Correct. So I need to give, what I usually do is about a week or two ahead of time, I call and ask them if they would be kind enough. They probably will. Here's a thought that I was talking to a Gold Star mother this afternoon. Now that we have the Gold Star Memorial, I think it would be, I don't know if I really want to ask them to donate three wreaths, but do you think it'd be prudent to also put a third wreath by the Gold Star Memorial?
Do we have no stains? And how would we do that? We're at one end.
That's the complicating part. Yeah. I mean, we could simply do it as a decoration beforehand. Without going up there and having
a ceremony.
She mentioned it to me because she thought, and I thought, you know, that is kind of a good idea. That's part of the whole memorial thing.
I guess it doesn't have to ask if we can get a third one.
I need to get you the name of the lady. It escapes me. Do you remember her name? She's the daughter of the Turnteen family.
Yeah. I was sitting there thinking of it when you mentioned Jackson.
I'll call Ralph. Ralph knows her. And RD knows her.
Her name and number might be on that worksheet that we did last year.
Yeah. Shame on me for that.
I'm not sure. It might be.
And so basically all I've done is called her up. They'll do it. And then I usually go over like at 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning of the day of and pick them up and bring them over. And then a week later, once the wreaths have decayed, bring the stands back to them so that they can reuse
them. They provide the stands?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
So as far as programs can be sent, the usual deal, you're gonna talk about the new names?
So, we'll do the opening with bagpipes. Do we Wouldn't be bad, maybe the idea to maybe get a chaplain to come and say an opening prayer.
So you do color guard.
A color guard.
And then a prayer.
Clark's organization is blessed with having a bona fide chaplain who's a former Air Force pilot, now left the Air Force. And
she's an Episcopal.
She's an Episcopal.
Minister, I guess.
What do you call them?
Sister is what she, you know, sister or mother.
Mother, yeah.
When she's in the cloth, when she's wearing, that's how you relate to her. It's kind of awkward, but she's a F-16 pilot. She's an amazing woman. Her name's Leslie Stewart, is her name.
We'll see her on Friday, so we'll get her lined up.
She's an impressive lady if you ever get a chance to meet.
I know it's kind of late, but Craig, does he live in this area?
He lives in, what's the little town over there by Denton that had a good football team?
Argyle.
Okay.
He lives in Argyle.
He's a busy man, but okay.
Yeah, he'd be another great guy that we'd be proud to have. They're both good at post.
We'll do the opening prayer. Then we'll have the Gold Star families.
The wreath laying.
Lay the wreaths. So I've already got Mandy Barber and her daughter. I got Gina Trevelyan and her son. I was going to reach out to Bambi Callahan. And Isla Duckworth. I think the more we can get out there to do it, the
better. Sure.
So we'll have maybe two Gold Star, at least two Gold Star families on each. I want to then introduce the names. So let's think about this for a second, Barry. If you're going to ring the bell for each name.
Actually, how many?
There's 17. How about if I say, Walter Faulkner served in the 9th U.S. Cavalry in the Philippine Insurrection, died in 1909 while serving in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and then repeat his name, Walter Faulkner, at the end, and then you can, something like that.
We can do it that way, yeah. We can do it 17 times.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
I'm not going to, I just want to have maybe a 2-3 sentence description of each one.
Good idea.
Okay.
And that's the new names from last year that we've been on since.
Correct.
Since last year.
Yeah.
Okay.
And once we're done with that, I guess we'll say a benediction. And.
And the bagpiper. Are you going to do taps? We got bagpiper.
We got a bagpiper.
Are just you have speaking him start. Because I know on Veterans Day, there's always the.
That's a longer ceremony. This is typically, this has been maybe 15 minutes.
Pretty brief.
Right. I don't know if maybe this time. Maybe.
The only speaking we'll do is the discussion of the names. I mean, do you think it would be prudent to just remind everybody that this day is not for veterans, this day is
right.
For the fallen?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised how many people don't know that.
Oh,
I think that's when you start to introduce the reclaim. I think that's when you make those kind of remarks.
Okay.
Right. The purpose.
Welcome and the purpose for being here. And,
mm-hmm.
and we, in accordance with tradition, we're going to offer wreaths. Here's to introduce that deal. Yeah. Okay, benediction and bagpipes. Now, the color guard.
Do we want to parade them, or do we want to post them?
Where I was headed, do you want to stand at parade rest while the rest of the ceremony goes on? It's pretty brief. Or you can just parade the colors and have to go back to the back of the crowd and relax for a while.
My thought is why don't we reserve that to the day if it's like 100 degrees outside?
Yeah.
Let's parade them.
Right.
If it's decent.
If it's cool and breezy, they can stand there. Okay. Yeah, because
they're not going to be
in the middle of the fire. Won't carry on. Can't do it either way.
Yeah.
Okay. So you do that now. They're going to parade the colors, or we're going to say the pledge or anything like that?
Yeah, I believe we should. So, color guard / pledge.
And then you can call for the prayer.
And then Amazing Grace at the end.
Yeah.
Coincidentally, I've taken on a new job working in the sheriff's office.
Oh boy, just what you need, another
job. Yeah, like you need more work.
Well, this is a paying one.
That's good. That's important.
That's really what I needed all along.
That's important.
And David happens to be one of the guys I report to. Apparently, I didn't realize it was a very formal process to get permission to use him, and I spent about 2 weeks. He goes, you need to send me an email. Okay, I will. Every day. I haven't gotten that email yet. I can't do it. And then he finally said, I can't do it until you send me an email. I got to get approval. I said, oh, okay. And then that'll be it. And then, like I say, the longest part's just going to be reading the names. So I'll mention the name, tell a couple sentences about their service to ordination, and then I'll mention their name one last time, and then you can read it out.
Yeah, I'll read it. Okay. Okay. Now, traditionally, we don't put together a program for this one.
We haven't.
Yeah, I don't think we have. Okay. I don't think we need to.
But no, that's a good point. We do need to maybe mention why we're there, that mm-hmm. we're honoring the fallen. I've been working with the Ross Cemetery, and their ceremony is going to be at the same time. They're going over the entire list of 70 veterans that are buried there, and 12 of those veterans we can't confirm are veterans. And I kept telling them, guys, that's what you do on Veterans Day.
Right.
And what they're going to do is they're going to take, because somebody saw this, somebody who's from Plano says, well, this is the way we do it in Plano. And they're going to take and light a match and throw it into a helmet for each name. Which, so they're going to, and I kept saying, guys, it's only for the fallen. Most of these guys died as old men. Mm-hmm. Some of these guys, we don't even know if they're veterans. They're just on a list. Mm-hmm. So, I don't care. It's what we do in the plans. Anyway. Okay. That's.
What about our footprint on social media for the event?
So, I've already posted it on our Facebook page, which you need to go and like.
Okay.
It's the Veterans Memorial.
You created an event, right?
I did. I don't know.
I went in. I saw it.
Is it
this morning? I need to go in and update it for you because it showed us like at midnight. So details and stuff. I usually let you create it in my own way.
That's something I'm a little weak on. I when I created an event, it's kind of like it froze up on my computer.
Oh, okay.
And I just said the heck with it. So.
Yeah. I couldn't tell if it was published or not.
I did put the picture on there mm-hmm. along with the description. I then put it on my page.
Are we on the county's master calendar, which is on their website? Have we petitioned them to see if they would allow us to?
They usually do.
We're on the cities.
Yeah.
We're on the city's calendar.
We're on the city's calendar.
Counties too.
Who do we contact for that?
Her name is, What's her name? I always forget her name. She has an odd name, but I know I have her name in my office. I can get it to you.
Okay.
She's like the county secretary or something like that. She's
the one that works upstairs on the commissioner's court?
Yep.
That when you go into commissioner's court, she sits there and
that's
I,
right.
I know who she is. I don't know her name. I could actually.
If you need any help with that, I mean, I would be happy to try to.
I might just stick my head in her door tomorrow or something.
I just want to give everybody the opportunity to know about it. I think we owe that to the community, right?
Jim Silk used to be good about making sure it's on there.
Yeah, let me do that. Tim, could you use your fancy printer and print out a couple of those pictures of the poster that we sent?
Sure.
That's on the Facebook page. Let me send you a new one because I think it's a little different than the one I sent the city.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could print that. Actually, I'll tell you what. Let me ask the sheriff tomorrow if he'll let me put them up in the break room. And if he says yes, which I don't see why he won't, I'll then ask if you can print a couple that I can then pin up on the break room in the sheriff's office. I got a couple break rooms up there.
Can I ask you a question? Mm-hmm. What time does this event on Saturday?
10 o'clock.
Same time as Ross. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you would like the DAR to bring water?
I think that'd be wonderful. Do you? We were going to use our PA system. We talked last month about the PA. Can we get, because your PA is probably going to be over there.
Yeah, it's going to be at Ross. McPherson's going to be at Ross. She's going to be talking at Ross. So we'll have half our people at least over there. So we need to see what y'all needed us to do. Or
you can use dollars if you want. Didn't you use it last year?
No, does the city have a PA? I think we talked about this briefly last month.
We'll speak with Mike.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's all we need. Yeah, sure. Just, if you can get the city's PA system out there, just doesn't have to be much, just so it's there when we need it.
Sure.
Okay. If y'all brought a cooler full of water, that would be wonderful. We very much appreciate your willingness to volunteer and assist. That's
we've always been there for you guys, so we kind of figured y'all come first.
Well, there's so much going on. That's a busy weekend, and you know it's a good problem to have that all these different communities want to honor our veterans and our fallen. We can't be at every single event. That's a good thing. So, well, I think we're all in line. So, I owe you a phone number, Marlene, and a name. Clark and I will get the chaplain lined up on Friday. We'll see her. I will continue to reach out to the Gold Star families. Does anybody have a direct connection to a Gold Star family on the board here? So, because I know the people we're inviting have probably done this before, but you know, to me it's all about them. I'll call RD, see if he has the master list. Mm-hmm. I just. I guess I need to send out email invitations to mayor, city council,
county commissioners.
Well, it should already be on mayor and city council. I CC'd you on that email to Blanca. So we've got mayor, council taken care of,
okay.
Staff.
Okay. I know the mayor's going to probably be over at Ross. Uh, I'll just make sure that Ross doesn't do anything on Veterans Day and interfere with us.
You were talking about Ross and the other cemeteries not being having the correct people as veterans. I think on the 9th and 10th of June, was it 2nd and 10th?
2nd and 9th.
They're going to have a group, at least from our VAR group, is going to have people out there trying to decide and get together and figure out who exactly are veterans. And we're trying to get a more, I should say, a correct listing.
Well, we're already working on that. I'm actually working with Kristen Spaulding. We kind of have a little subcommittee. We'll talk after.
Okay.
I'll tell you what's going on there. Other events this unrelated to the city, that we got the Smiles charity event on Sunday. Joe Nichols, I believe, is the performer. I'm going back over to enemy territory again on Monday and speaking at the Pecan Grove. I also get to introduce Judge Roach, who will also be following up with me, talking about the veterans. So, Salina has a ceremony, I think Prosper has a ceremony, all at the same time. Plano usually has one in the evening. And Plano, if y'all have never been to the Plano Veterans Memorial, it's pretty nice. It's really nice. So that's what's... It's a busy weekend. Mm-hmm. Well, that's all I have. Does anybody have anything for the good of the order on this?
Sorry, we're still talking about this. Forget it. Different topic.
Oh, okay. Well, if that's the case, then I guess we can go to the next item on the agenda, is citizen comments. So we got your input during the planning here, so we very, very much appreciate that. Board comments?
So, Melissa, you sent out an email earlier about the open house or something.
Sir McKinney. Do y'all want to set up a table at
yes,
that?
Yes,
okay.
We need to reserve.
Yes, we need
all right.
To
Sandy is your go-to on that. I called her today because Parks Board as well wants to do one. So she is going to be your liaison for that group that's heading that up.
I'll get in touch with her and get a table.
Okay.
I think I still have the graphics from the Gold Star Memorial that we can put on display just to kind of show this is what we do.
Mm-hmm. Is it the finished memorial?
No, it's the one...
It's the
artist rendering when we were getting ready to build it.
We have finished photos now, I think.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we've got some nice stuff.
I thought we had some black marble too to put out there.
Yeah.
Oh, I do. I have that. I do have that. You know, and guys.
Granite, I should say, not marble, but yeah.
The memorial company, Bailey Monuments, told me that there's 11 by 14 memorial plaques that we can have that was included in the bid. So I sent him an email 2 months ago saying, hey, this is the panel we want, and inscribed for certain, like the VFW Post, David Craig,
the contributors,
some of those big contributors. I called him 2 weeks ago on Friday, and I got this response from his secretary. He's out putting a memorial out. And he hasn't followed back up with me, and I apologize. I didn't follow back. I meant to follow up with him for this meeting, and I forgot. But that is something, as soon as we get those, this will be something I can light a fire and say, hey, we got this thing on the 7th.
I think so.
Yes.
7th. I need one for the 7th. I need them by the 7th. And then, Barry, you and I can make plans to go deliver.
Yeah, we'll go around and give them to the donors.
To the donors. I forgot all about that. The Yeah, that's a good place to go recruit for future board members because several of us are terming out.
Yeah.
Well,
one more thing, Mr. White, we got an update on the crushed
granite.
Yeah, next week. Okay, you got the plan all put together and it's going to look great.
Plan of attack.
Okay. Looking forward to that.
Okay. Did what was the issue on the light? Was it just a trip breaker?
Timer.
Yeah, Ralph called me up. I meant to call you the other day, but the lights are off. So.
Storm, electricity out with the new apartment complex going next door.
All kinds of stuff.
That's where all that power tied in. Because it's the north end of the.
They sure do look great lit up, though. That's a great looking black deal. Okay.
Ralph goes, did y'all put a light on the gold star? It's like, nope. I was waiting for him to say, why not?
I see that. Yeah, that never come up in any conversation.
We don't have one on.
We don't have one on the wall.
We have one in the fountain, right. But we don't have one on the wall. So, I cannot find it to save my life, but Ray Richardson tells me there's a misspelling on the Gold Star Memorial. He will not tell me where it is.
Jeez. Can I tell you?
Well, I'm not going to say this is a board meeting.
So he says we got a name misspelled?
No, a misspelled word.
A word.
I can't find it anywhere.
All right.
And I know we double, triple, quadruple checked this stuff.
You know we did. All
right. We did internally.
The context of a word. Maybe he's just doing it.
They did. Matter of fact, they pointed something out when we put that tablet that we didn't anticipate. That was a last minute thing. If it's anywhere, it's got to be there because that was the most. That thing was kind of came together at the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
Check it out.
But he won't tell me where it is.
On the description tablet or the memorial?
No. He just says there's a misspelled word on the memorial. That's all he said. I said, well, can you tell me where it is?
Yeah, I know which one.
You need to find it.
Love that.
I thought, thanks, Ray.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll find it. If it's there.
I said, and then he said, what are you going to do about it? And I said, well, if it's in the granite, there's nothing we can do about it. Other than tell people we did it on purpose to see if they were paying attention. Mm.
So catch people like you, Ray.
Did you want the podium or just a speaker and a mic?
I think just a speaker and a mic.
Very important.
Yeah.
I will not be present. I'm going to be in Amarillo at a goddaughter's graduation.
Oh, Texas, or college or high school?
High school.
Oh, good.
Yep. Graduation is next Saturday morning at 10 o'clock.
That time of year.
I'll be there in spirit.
Yeah.
I have to go to Waco and see my daughter graduating from Baylor on Saturday.
Cool.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Thanks. Yeah.
It's got to be a relief.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I got a raise. Sad thing is, she's thinking about going back to law school.
Hope she gets a great summer job.
She's working as an intern for a judge, so she's working for free, but anyway, it'll tell her if that's what she wants to do or not.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I appreciate we can knock this meeting out.
Excellent.
With summer coming up, what do y'all think about not having a June meeting?
Don't think that would hurt a thing if we took June off.
July seems to be a tough month too.
Yeah.
A lot of vacations, so we missed June.
Last year we kept having meetings because we were working on the Gold Star Memorial, but
yeah.
The only thing we really have coming up is the November, and we could kick that off in August, I think, without a...
That works.
Okay.
Okay, so no June?
Or July.
No June or July.
July, okay.
Unless we get in trouble with the theater, don't we?
Nope. Is that your discussion?
Yeah. Perfect.
Awesome.
Well, I'm going to miss you.
Well, we may have to... Isn't it July? Is it August when we have to do the reappointments?
Let me look into it, and I will confirm with all of y'all what is required for your meeting.
Appointed in September, and they'll be sworn in October.
So it's August is when the application...
The first meeting.
Okay.
August is there.
Okay. We just need to stay in. If there's a need to convene a meeting in anticipation of the interviews, we'll do that.
Unless we put out a normal email that says, you know, the agenda items, and then we can also commit before we say we need to talk.
But Barry, you and I will be getting it together as soon as I get these plaques.
Right in New York. I'll go out there and find that misspelled word.
That's a hunt.
I've looked at pictures. So, anyway, with that, guys, thanks for coming. I'm entertaining a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll second.
Who was the first?
There wasn't a first.
Oh,
okay.
He seconded.
I entertain the motion.
Okay.
You made the motion.
Andy and
Andy.
Matt.
Thank you.
So no meeting in June, but y'all might want to do the table, right?
We will do that.
Okay.
So
I'm going to reach out.
I'll coordinate with you so that you are ready to come.
Yes.
Barry and I was at the meeting.